brought to you by Penguin.
They Don't Teach This by Eniola Oluko, read by Eniola Oluko. Prologue. A whistle blew. I sprinted forward, squinting against the slanting sun as the players fanned out across the pitch. My gut fizzed in expectation. We were 1 point away from winning the league. I could almost feel the cold, glinting silverware under my fingers. The next 90 minutes would wash away years of disappointment. No second place this time. This time we would lift the trophy. Everyone here on this bright autumn afternoon was as certain as I was. This was our game. On the sidelines, a cluster of TV cameras was trained on the pitch, here to capture our title victory. In the stands, a large away crowd waved and cheered. Even our opponents seemed resigned to our win. Way down in fifth place, Manchester City had nothing to play for. They had even rested some of their key players. This was going to be a routine win. I'd visualised it all. I would score, I would win, and I would lift the trophy. The whistle blew once more. A free kick to City inside our half. All eyes followed the ball as it arced in towards our goal. Our keeper, Marie Houlihan, stormed out of the scrum and leapt, arms outstretched as a midfielder barreled in from the left. The players collided with a sickening crack and plummeted to the ground. Marie stayed down, clutching her head in her white gloves. Paramedics jogged onto the pitch and bundled her into an ambulance as the news ran like a shiver through the team. It was a broken collarbone. I fought a rising wave of nausea. Marie was more than our last line of defence. She was the foundation of our morale. 11 minutes in, this game, our game, had taken a nightmarish turn. The back line looked on, glum and shell-shocked, as a substitute keeper warmed up and stepped onto the pitch. Losing our keeper had hit us hard. All our bravado was evaporating into the pale afternoon air. Sensing we were shaken, our opponents sent a timid, probing shot long and low across the pitch. The ball bounced slowly at the edge of the box and somehow in over our subkeeper. I stared in horror from the other end of the pitch as we struggled to register the goal. Our defence was still reeling when they attacked again. A sky-blue shirt raced down the ring and cut back to a striker who, in one flowing movement, controlled the ball in her chest and volleyed it up into the top corner. A second gut punch within minutes of the first. I gazed around my teammates. There was no fire or fight in their eyes, only numb shock. Up front, it would fall on me to stop the free fall into despair. We wrested back control in the second half and, pushing hard, got one back. Now it was close again. We only needed a draw. The title was just one goal away. It was down to me to claw this back. The minutes slid away. I gave it everything I had, but their defenders closed in a determined, grim back line. In the last minute, we took a corner. My throat tightened and my vision swam as I stood on the goal line, waiting for our final chance. The ball looped in, there was a desperate scramble, and their keeper emerged triumphant, clutching it in her gloves. The whistle blew and I collapsed on the field, sobbing as my world crumbled around my ears. I was inconsolable. Slumped on the pitch that day in 2014, I still had a lot to learn. That defeat shook me to my core. It shattered my love of football and even made me question my faith in God. I felt humiliated. I felt like a failure. To climb all season to the top of the table and fall short at the last minute on the last day by just one goal, it was too much to bear. People tried to comfort me. There was always next year, they said. I'm sure they meant well, but the thought of going back out there, climbing back up the table and getting close enough to win, close enough to fail, made my stomach squirm. What if we lost again? I wasn't sure I could take that crushing disappointment a second time. But I didn't quit. I got over it, and in doing so, I learned one of the hardest lessons of my life. The following year, when at last not one but two trophies came, I understood. It was the defeat that had driven us not only to win, but to exceed even our own expectations. That humiliating loss gave us an edge over the other teams. It was the extra fuel that propelled us over the finish line to claim both the title and the FA Cup. Our failure was the foundation of our success. Since then, I've learned to embrace failure when it comes. It didn't happen overnight. I still get disappointed. That's only...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?